Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All the expectations now are through the roof. All the pressure. I didn't even, you know, stoop down to say, is it Super Bowl or bust? Because it is. That's the expectations. I don't care that Patrick Mahomes is in the conference. I don't care that Joe Burrow and Josh Allen are in the conference. And damn, I don't give that Josh Allen and Tua and the Dolphins with a revamped defense and Vic Fangio are now in the division. The Jets have a top five defense with basically everybody coming back and the addition of Chuck Clark. And you're getting everybody who was injured on offense, your tackles, Breece Hall, they're coming back. And now you had a team that was 7-4 with an absolute void at the quarterback position. You've now added a Hall of Famer. Yes, the Jets are one of the top teams in football. Yes, they are a Super Bowl contender, and they should be treated as such. But of course now, the pressure and the expectations that come with that are massive. Massive. All the primetime spots. All the media and headlines, and you know they're going to be waiting to crush Aaron Rodgers at his first misstep, at his first any sign of dissent from anybody in the locker room. It could be the third string punter. Braden Mann could have a problem with Aaron Rodgers, and you're going to see on the back page of the Daily News, Aaron Rodgers creating problems with the Jets. Was he worth it? Telling you. Especially after he called out everybody. Schefter, Diana Russini, you know, bulldozing, flame-throwing his way through the entire football media. Anybody that has ever crossed him, they are going to be waiting to write every single nasty thing they can about him. And I don't think it's going to really, I don't think Rodgers gives a damn. As rent-free as they are in his head, I don't think it's ever really affected his play on the field. But again, all the pressure and the expectations are going to come with that. Who faces the most pressure? It's a question I've teased throughout the show. To me, it's not Joe Douglas. I mean, the guy's one of the best, you know, trading GMs. He's one of the best trade makers in New York that we've ever seen. He might be the best executive now in sports in this town. Forget Lou Lamoriello. Forget Brian Cashman. It's Joe Douglas. The team he's built. You look at his draft last year. Yeah, the offensive rookie of the year, the defensive rookie of the year. Your rookie corner is an all-pro. First team all-pro, Sauce Gardner. He nailed it. That was one of the best drafts in history. You nailed the offensive and defensive rookie of the year. You don't get better than that. And now you're about to pull off a trade for Aaron Rodgers, and you know that Douglas is going to win it. So the pressure's not on him. He's done his job. And he also hired Nathaniel Hackett, Rodgers' buddy, to help seal this deal, to help sweeten it. Who, by the way, tough look for Broncos fans. They hire him as their head coach in the hopes that they get Rodgers last year. You end up with a washed Russell Wilson and a 5-12 record. Now look at you. The Jets hire Nathaniel Hackett. They get Aaron Rodgers. And they get Alan Lazard. 4 years, $44 million might have been of a bit of an overpay, but you get Alan Lazard. You make it a little bit sweeter for Aaron. So the pressure is not on Joe Douglas, and it's not on Aaron Rodgers either. It's not. Sorry. Obviously, the pressure on him to perform is there. It's there every single year. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's been a top five quarterback since for the last 15 years. The pressure's on him no matter what. Yeah, there's going to be pressure for him to be the savior, to be the guy in New York. I mean, Rodgers is 39. You really think there's any situation he has stepped into now where there hasn't been pressure? He's got a top five defense playing along, on the opposite side of him. It's not like they're bringing him in here, you know, with the freaking Lions defense of last year and saying, Aaron, you better put up 40 points or we're screwed, buddy. No, he's got a top five defensive unit. He's got weapons all around. Sure, if the playoffs are there, when the Jets get to the playoffs, and if they have a home playoff game, yeah, the pressure is going to be on Aaron Rodgers because he has failed miserably in the last 10 years of home playoff games, especially in the NFC Championship games. But no, It is the head coach, Robert Saleh, who's got the most pressure on him this year. 877-337-6666. Because if the Jets underperform, Robert Saleh is going to be without a job in the offseason. And whatever goals you want to set to the Jets this year, I would say it is the bare minimum is obviously, if they don't make the playoffs, he's gone. I mean, you don't forget about waiting until Black Monday. He's gone 4 o'clock Sunday. If the Jets are playing at 1 o'clock, they don't make the playoffs, 4:05, Robert Saleh has been fired. If they get to the playoffs and they get absolutely destroyed in the first game by a team a la the Jacksonville Jaguars, who they are now better than, a team like the Tennessee Titans, who, I don't even know if they're going to get in the playoffs, but they're better than. If it is a team that is not named the Chiefs, Bills, or the Bengals, and the Jets get beaten handily by them in the first round of the playoffs, Robert Saleh will be fired. The Jets need to, at the bare minimum, make the divisional round of the playoffs, and they need to go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs or the Bills or the Bengals. Or, you know what, I'm sick of hearing, as much as I love watching them play, I'm sick of hearing about the Chargers being a contender. Until they actually prove it, they're not a contender. Sorry. That's the harsh reality. As much as I like watching Justin Herbert throw, and man, he's got a damn rocket of an arm. Brandon Staley has proved incapable of being a winning head coach. They're now hiring Kellen Moore to be their OC. That's the Band-Aid on their problems. They fired, what was the old OC, Lombardi? They're bringing in Kellen Moore now. That's the great savior for them. That's the great savior. I mean, he did a good job with the Cowboys offense, but with that offensive line and all the weapons they have, I mean, come on. So if the Jets go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs, Bills, and Bengals and lose in the divisional round, Robert Saleh's coming back. Anything less than that, they underperform, he's the scapegoat. He is the one that whose head is going to be on the chopping block. So Aaron Rodgers, of course, pressure is going to be on him. And yeah, as a Jets fan, you're feeling in a better spot than you have probably ever in your entire life. Because I don't think you ever expected to make back-to-back AFC Championship games with Mark Sanchez leading the way. But the fact that you have a defense that is comparable to that in talent, and now you've added a Hall of Fame quarterback, the pressure is on the head coach. It is on the head coach to not screw up and bottle his timeouts in late stages of a game like he did against, what was that, in the Lions game? Where he totally failed Zach Wilson in that one. As much as I think Zach Wilson stinks and should never see the light of day again on a field for the Jets, that was all Robert Saleh that game that they blew. And other times, they look totally unprepared to play the Patriots both times. You know a team that knows what you're going to do, and they failed to get creative, and it was punt after punt after punt, not even trying to get in good field position. Special teams were terrible. That is on the head coach. Losses like that to the Patriots. And looking ill-prepared and not knowing what the hell you're doing late in a game where you need to know how to use your timeouts like he did in that Lions game. That's on Saleh. He has to clean those things up. They can't lose games because of him this year. They can't. You've got an OC that's calling the plays. He's never been in charge of calling the plays. If the offense stinks, you can blame Hackett. You can blame Rodgers. It's not going to stink. You know what? It's not going to. I'm not offering up that for a debate. The offense is going to be firing on all cylinders. They're going to throw for nearly 300 yards a game. They're going to be they were a top 15 offense in the passing game last year. And that was with 13 games with Zach Wilson and Joe Flacco. You get 17 out of Aaron Rodgers, they're going to be a top 10 team throwing the pill. And they're going to be a top 10 offense or right near it. That's not going to be the issue. The defense was top 5 last year. You're bringing mostly everybody back. The special teams, that was abysmal. That's got to get cleaned up. Learn how to freaking punt the ball and pin a team deep and not get beat by the Patriots on a punt with 10 seconds left. And just using timeouts in the late stages of a game, coming out prepared, and just continuing to build that winning culture, keeping the locker room together. Those are the biggest challenges on Robert Saleh. He's got the most pressure on him, and he better deliver because he's got a lot of pieces around him that he didn't have last year and that he sure as hell didn't have 2 years ago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.